From the Christian Research Institute in Charlotte, North Carolina, you're listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. We're on the air because life and truth matter. The mission of the Christian Research Institute is to equip believers to answer life's essential questions soundly and persuasively, and to give the reason for the hope that you have with gentleness and respect. For more information, go online to equip.org. The following program was pre-recorded. And now, here's Bible Answer Man host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. A lot of you hanging on. We'll go right to the phone callers. Talk to Donna. She's listening on St. Louis, Missouri. Hi, Donna.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. Just a little worried.
Okay.
I want to know what I can do to help my daughter that's getting involved with pagan religion, specifically Wiccan.
Yeah.
She's got a new boyfriend that he's Wiccan. She's a Christian. She's become pregnant with his baby. And it's just really got me worried. What can I do to help her?
Sure. Well, just in a general sense, you need to realize that Wicca is experiencing dramatic growth today because teens are rejecting what they perceive as Christian paternalism, homophobia, insensitivity to the environment, and the like. And the old religion, or the craft as it's called, holds that all religion is false unless you recognize that all reality is divine. So they revere the natural world as a living, breathing organism, and they revere people as gods and goddesses. So it's a kind of religious construct that just suits our time and suits our teens. And so it is not at all for me a wonder that your daughter is at least looking at Wicca as being viable. Because in sharp contrast to a Christian worldview, Wiccans worship creation rather than worshiping the Creator. And of course, this worldview stands in direct opposition to a biblical notion of absolute moral truth and exclusive salvation through Jesus Christ, who alone is the way, the truth, and the life. So once you embrace this Wiccan worldview, there is no absolute moral standard, and therefore, you can rationalize all kinds of behavior. You can rationalize sex outside of marriage, having a baby without being married. So it is a worldview that is very, very palatable to teenagers today. But the reality is this, and this is what your daughter needs to know, that God doesn't set parameters around our lives to be a cosmic killjoy, but rather sets these parameters around our lives so that our joy might be complete. You can't unscramble the egg at this point. If you're pregnant, you're pregnant. So now you've got to go on with a very clear testimony of why the Christian worldview is the only worldview that will completely and automatically satisfy your daughter and everyone else who hears it. The Wiccan worldview will simply, in the end, leave her unsatisfied and confused. So there are no simple solutions in this circumstance other than preaching the gospel clearly and compassionately so that the heart is transformed, and not just being part of a church or growing up in a church, but transformed in a genuine way by the power of Christ.
Okay, I think I understand some of this now.
Yeah. Again, the worldview itself, the Wiccan worldview, gives people an opportunity to live life by their own standard, their own subjective standard, because there is no moral lawgiver. Therefore, they can do whatever is right in their own eyes, as opposed to fearing the Lord and living in accordance with His precepts and principles.
Thank you so much. You've made me feel so much better.
Well, Donna, thank you. And if you want to hang on, I can send you some information on Wicca, which kind of distills all of this in such a way that you can communicate from a position of knowledge with your daughter.
Okay, thank you.
And my prayers go along with you. I want to go back to the phone lines. We'll talk next to John. He's listening on the web in St. Paul, Minnesota. Hi, John.
Hello, Hank. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I'm having a respectful debate on eschatology with a friend of mine, and it's kind of gone somewhere where I didn't expect it to. It's kind of gone to the beginning with whether God has two people or one, essentially. And he's following something that I've had to learn, covenant theology. And the question I had for you, kind of where we're getting stuck on, is Genesis 15:17, the blood covenant, where he states that Christ's death on the cross, the blood he shed there, doesn't erase that covenant. And then also Genesis 17:7, with it stating it's an everlasting covenant to an ethnic people. And, you know, that's basically where we're stuck on it. I was wondering just what your thoughts are on those two.
Yeah. Well, remember that the covenant God made to Abraham was fulfilled. There are people who say that that covenant is yet to be fulfilled, but they're simply wrong. And it sounds like in the debate, that's one of the sticking points. You can go to the book of Joshua and see that what I'm saying is absolutely true. Joshua, I think it's 21:43, where the Lord gave Israel all the land he had sworn to give their forefathers, and they took possession of the land, they settled there. And Joshua goes so far as to say that not one of the Lord's good promises to the house of Israel failed, every one was fulfilled. And you can see this further with Solomon, whose reign included the time that the temple was constructed. And Solomon says, not one word has failed. All of the good promises the Lord gave through his servant Moses were fulfilled. In fact, at the height of Solomon's kingdom, the people of Judah and Israel were as numerous as the sand on the seashore, according to the Bible. They ate, they drank, they were happy, and Solomon ruled over all of the kingdoms from the river Euphrates to the land of the Philistines as far as the border of Egypt. And then I'd say one other thing in this regard. Even in the aftermath of the exile, Nehemiah extolled the faithfulness of God in fulfilling the land promises he had made to the patriarchs. So my first point in response to your question is to say that all of the promises God made were fulfilled. But there's more. The land promises are fulfilled in the far future through Jesus Christ, who provides true Israel with permanent rest from their wanderings in sin. And then, in the final, the land promises are fully fulfilled through Jesus Christ, who leads the spiritual descendants of Abraham into paradise restored. So in the fore future, the land promises were fulfilled when the children of Israel enter the promised land. In the far future, typologically fulfilled in the Lord, who is the locus of the land, and in the final future, the promise of the land will be fully and finally consummated when paradise lost is reconstituted as paradise restored. But when you got into the prologue to this question, it was interesting to hear how so many people start with the wrong premise. And I think that's at the heart of the issue. They start with the premise that God has two people. But that's simply wrong. God has only always had one covenant people, one chosen people, one covenant community. And that covenant community is connected by a cross. So in the Old Testament, Rahab, though she is a Canaanite, and Ruth, though she is a Moabite, is a covenant child. In fact, in their case, in the lineage of Jesus Christ itself. So it is not as though God has two distinct people. God has always had one distinct people. And that people is not determined on the basis of ethnicity. That is simply a fault. God is not a racist. People who left Egypt after their slavery were not just Israelites. Egyptians left as well with Israel because they had embraced God of Israel as their God and they knew that he was the true God. Therefore, they were not excluded as true Israel. They were part of true Israel, and that's exactly why Esther, chapter 8, I believe, can say that there are many people from many different nations that became Jews. Why? Because they embraced Yahweh, the God of Israel, and they were brought into all the civil and ceremonial laws looking forward to Jesus Christ. So you're right to consider that at the heart of this issue is the question, does God have two distinct people or does God only have one distinct people? And the answer, of course, is he only has one from every tongue, tribe, people, and nation. We are coming to a station break. We'll be right back on the other side of the break with more of your questions. And do remember, as always, this is a ministry supported by the love of people who love the truth. So stand with us prayerfully and financially as we make a difference, not just for time, but a difference for eternity.
Every Bible Answer Man broadcast, such as the one you're listening to right now, is made possible through the financial support of friends like you. Each month, we depend entirely on God's provision through His people to bring you more of the broadcast, podcast, and other resources you rely on. If you want a sound proclamation and defense of the gospel of Jesus Christ to continue to be heard through the outreaches of the Christian Research Institute, become a member of CRI's support team today. Call 888-7000-CRI. And stand with CRI daily in the battle for life and truth. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or visit our website at equip.org. We'll return shortly with more from Hank Hanegraaff. The Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition is the comprehensive collection of the most often asked questions Hank Hanegraaff has received throughout his four decades as host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. With more than 500,000 copies already in print, this newly revised and expanded Collector's Edition helps seekers and skeptics alike sort through the truth on topics such as reliability of the Bible, religions and cults, the resurrection and afterlife, and many more issues vital to a better understanding of God in Christ and our relationship to Him. To receive your copy of the Complete Bible Answer Book, Collector's Edition, Revised and Expanded, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI. Or visit us at equip.org. The number of wolves surrounding the Christian flock is growing, and they relish nothing more than docile sheep utterly incapable of defending themselves. From militant secularists at home to militant Islamists abroad, the assaults on biblical Christianity are growing dangerously. But Christian Research Institute support team members aren't in favor of feeding these wolves. Instead, each day they're making possible an array of outreaches that defang these wolf packs with solid arguments and evidence that have stood the test of time. What's more, support team members are equipping themselves with CRI's Equipping Essentials, a hand-picked collection of the best apologetics tools around. Your selection of resources are just our way of saying thanks. To learn more about the benefits of membership, simply visit equip.org. Once again, that's equip.org. Has God spoken? Are the words of Scripture merely human in origin, or are they in fact the very words of God Himself? 3 years in the making, and based on two decades of research and reflection, Hank Hanegraaff's monumental book, Has God Spoken?, answers what is surely the most important question facing our world. In Has God Spoken? Memorable Proofs of the Bible's Divine Inspiration, Hank counters the contentions of the Bible attackers and clearly shows that belief in the Holy Scriptures is not a guess or wishful thinking. It is the only logical conclusion after an honest examination of overwhelming evidence. Order Has God Spoken from the Christian Research Institute by calling 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. Equip.org.
wicca.org.
Now back to the Bible Answer Man broadcast and your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And many people are joining the support team. We need you to be one of those. If you can join, please do so today. It is so important to establish a solid foundation for this ministry as we continue making a difference around the world. Your contributions to this ministry, touching lives in time, in a very real sense, and of course, as well, for all eternity. I urge you to stand with this ministry as it reaches around the globe and makes a difference. You can join the support team by simply logging on to the web at equip.org and joining online. Or, of course, when you talk to our resource consultants, 888-7000 CRI, when you join the support team, I'll send you the complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, personalized for yourself, a family member, or for a friend. So check it out today. Make a difference. Join a team. We're touching people's lives by the power of the Holy Spirit and by the grace of God. Let's go back to the phone lines, talk to Tammy, listening in Vancouver, British Columbia. Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Hanks. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for taking my phone call.
My pleasure.
This is the second time I'm calling. Last time I called you regarding my marriage, and I was told you I was Muslim, and I just converted to the Christian.
Yes.
And we got married. My husband is a Christian, and we got married at the mosque.
Yes.
And now he walked away from our marriage, and I was told by his friend, and he said this marriage is over because it's the mosque, and we don't have any documents. And I don't know what is the best way I can handle this. Do I need to divorce? How do I divorce? I am praying to the God to bring us back, but he doesn't want to do anything with me anymore.
What has happened to your husband? Has he completely left the area
completely left. He's gone.
Is he in a different state or different country?
No, he's here. He's in Vancouver, but he doesn't want to do anything with me.
Okay, so you are separated at this point.
Yes, we totally separated.
Yes, yes. Well, Tammy, I think that what you need to do, and I'll certainly join you in this, is pray that his heart will be changed. Pray for reconciliation. But if he irrevocably breaks the bond and breaks the marriage by marrying someone else or being involved in activities that sever the marriage bond, then you are no longer bound in that circumstance. But I think as long as the door to reconciliation remains open, although it seems impossible, I'm sure, from your perspective, you need to pray to the end that God will bring people and circumstances to bear on the situation such that reconciliation can take place. Are you in a good church?
I am in a good church, and I'm attending to the prayer meeting. They all praying for me.
Oh, good.
But I was told by somebody that he's looking for somebody else, and I have no idea. I don't know. I trust him. He's really good man. He's really having a good heart. He's helping me. He's around me. But I know this is Satan. That's not my husband, because he's a really good person, but I was told that he's trying to find somebody else.
Right. And Tammy, you know, the difficult thing is you can't make anyone, love can never be coerced, and you can't make someone come back, but God can. God can change the heart. And I know this is a really difficult situation, and that's why I asked you whether you're in a church, because you need sisters and brothers right now that can pray for you, hold you up, encourage you, and build you up in the faith. And God can be your source. This is a very difficult situation, and it's emblematic of a broken, fallen world. And what your husband is doing in leaving you is wrong. But there are so many wrongs that are difficult to write in this world, but you can know they will be righted at some point. Right now, you can't do anything but pray and leave the door to reconciliation open. But no matter what happens in this circumstance, remember that there's one Father who will never leave you. Your Heavenly Father will never forsake you. He knows your pain. He knows your need. He knows the rejection you have to be feeling. And He will be faithful to you. And there will be Christians that will be His arms and His hands and His feet and the balm of Gilead in your life. He will salve your wounds. During your darkest moments, He will carry you. It doesn't mean it's going to be easy, but He is never going to forsake you. And even in your brokenness, you will be more reconciled to Him, Tammy. Your love and your relationship with your Heavenly Father will grow and be enhanced. And it's in the cauldron of adversity of life that we come to true valuation of things. And we can't really answer the question why you're going through this. I mean, the Bible doesn't answer that question, never answers the why question, but it does teach us to trust God in the midst of our whys. So He's given us enough information, Tammy, so we know we can trust Him. And I can't tell you what the future holds for you, but I do know who holds the future. So I know that God is going to be faithful to you, Tammy, and you can rest in His grace and His love.
Thanks, Hank.
Let me pray for you. Father, I lift up my dear sister Tammy before your throne of grace. I pray, Lord, that you would give her the peace that passes all understanding. Lord, if it be your will, reconcile her to her husband. Overcome the rejection. Salve her wounds. Give her peace. Touch her heart. Let her know that you love her, that you have redeemed her, and that you have a point and purpose to her life. Father, thank you for the opportunity to talk to Tammy and to be, in some small way, an instrument of peace in her life today. I pray, Lord, that others who are listening to this conversation will pray for Tammy also. And Lord, bring people and circumstances to bear on her life and the life of her husband so that your glory may be made manifest. We pray this not by might nor by power, but by your Spirit. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. God bless you, dear.
Okay, thanks. God bless you.
Yeah, anything else we can do, let us know.
I will. Thank you. You're really helpful. Everything, you know, I learn many stuff from you. I'm so new, but I learn many stuff from you. I really appreciate it.
Bless you, Tammy, and hang on. If there's anything we can do for you in a practical way, let us know.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. You know, this is the brokenness of the world. I mean, you can't try to paper it over. Christianity does not give us a peaceful way to come to terms with the difficulties of life. It gives us something far greater, a way to overcome them through the reality of Christ's resurrection. In this life, we're going to have trouble. And that's the one thing we have to understand as Christians. We're not coming to Christ so that we can have a bed of roses. When we come to Christ, we take up our cross and we learn to live the crucified life. I spent time with two men, one who has been imprisoned for 24 years of his life, another for 17 years, and at one point was under a death sentence. And yet, they have recognized the reality of living the crucified life. And therefore, they have been enabled, empowered by God, to live a victorious Christian life in the cauldron of persecution and difficulty and even despair, knowing what awaits them. a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwells righteousness, a time in which all of the wrongs will be righted. In the meantime, we suffer, but we do not suffer alone. For in the deepest, darkest time of adversity, and we're all facing that in one way or another, our Heavenly Father carries us like little lambs. It's not as though He walks beside us, but He actually carries us in His arms. And He's utterly trustworthy, for He is the one who is willing to suffer more than any human being, more than the cumulative sufferings of all of humanity, so that we could reconcile to Him, not just in time, but also be reconciled to Him in eternity. Well, this has been a challenging show today. Hopefully it's challenged you to be one that makes a difference for time and for eternity. We'll see you tomorrow right back here. Same time, same station.
Thanks for joining us for the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. Our daily commitment here at CRI is to defend the faith once for all delivered to the saints and equip believers to become true disciples of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to order resources or listen to the broadcast online, visit our website at equip.org. That's equip.org. Or call a resource consultant at 888-7000-274. Of course, you can write to CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is supported by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. The Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition is the comprehensive collection of the most often asked questions Hank Hanegraaff has received throughout his four decades as host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. With more than 500,000 copies already in print, this newly revised and expanded Collector's Edition helps seekers and skeptics alike sort through the truth on topics such as reliability of the Bible, religions and cults, the resurrection and afterlife, and many more issues vital to a better understanding of God in Christ and our relationship to Him. To receive your copy of the Complete Bible Answer Book, Collector's Edition, Revised and Expanded, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI. Or visit us at equip.org.